This is Crowned in Beauty, finding beauty in the ashes of everyday life. Friends, hope that you are having a wonderful spring season and that your 2024 is looking unexpectedly like it is, because if you handed it over to the Lord at the beginning of the year, then you know that surrender is key and that with Him, all things are worthy of praise. I've been gone for a little bit, but that's okay because we are here finally here with my wonderful sister in Christ. And friends, you've got to stick around, hear the story, learn about her ministry, and we're going to jump right into it. Psalm 91, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And that is exactly what my friend here today, Jill Hatchett, does. She's a seasoned registered nurse with over 26 years of experience, has not only conquered the challenges of her own childhood sexual trauma, but has also discovered a path to wholeness through her unwavering faith in God and dedicated psychotherapy. Her unique blend of nursing expertise and personal journey has ignited her passion for helping others heal. It is, friends, it is the divine calling and her fervent desire to ensure that no woman bears the burden of suffering alone that prompted Jill to establish Fast Girl Inc. And I know, friends, I've talked about this for the past year, and we finally got her on the podcast to share about the ministry that is Fast Girl Inc. Jill, my sweet friend, welcome to the Crown and Beauty Podcast.
Thank you so much, Kim, for having me. I know it has been a while coming, but it's also, I would just believe in God's divine timing. And so this is the time that is supposed to be. The ears that need to hear it will hear it at this time. So I just thank God for this opportunity.
Yes, amen. And so we will be sharing about your Moving Beyond conference. This will be your second conference coming up in about 3 weeks in Maryland, friends. So if you are in the Maryland area, Baltimore, you make sure that you head on over there. Jill, let's just start with who Jill is, who this wonderful woman of God is, and share with us, your upbringing, where you're from. I thank you for your service to our country. She is a military veteran, Air Force, if I remember correctly.
No, Army.
Whoops. Yeah. I'm so sorry about that. But yes, please share with us.
So Jill is this little girl who is growing in Christ, right? My story starts as a little girl. I grew up in Philadelphia. I was born actually in Antigua in the West Indies. But I grew up in Philadelphia, and my upbringing, I could say, was one of chaos. I was sexually molested for most of my childhood, and I carried that burden. I carried what sexual assault does and is meant to do, which is a breaking of the spirit. And so that was my life for a long time. I carried those things into my teenage years, where I didn't make the best choices. And I would end up again being in a situation which left me to be sexually assaulted. And those are things that I never really dealt with. I became a mother, I became a wife. In that order. And I still had that burden of those things that happened to me. However, I tucked it away, as many of us do, many of us survivors and overcomers do. We compartmentalize because that has been our life for so long. So that was a section that I sat in the corner, and it would come and visit me. It would visit me in alcohol abuse. It would visit me in overeating. However, I got a visitation from the Lord, and that was the start of the healing journey. That was the start of the healing journey.
Amen. Yeah. So, Jill, you know, you talk about carrying this brokenness and that it would come and visit you. We met, friends, last year on the weekend of, God is so good, of Easter. And we met at a retreat, a freedom inner healing retreat. And God is so timely, because you're saying that he came, or that these pieces of your brokenness would come and visit you. And yet at the same time that I met you, you were putting on this conference. So tell us about how God prompted you to start dealing with these parts of your heart that were broken, so that he could start repairing them, and then how he launched this ministry through you.
So I was going through a divorce, and I just was overwhelmed. I knew Christ, and I had been serving him in different aspects in the church. Again, like I said, compartmentalizing, right? So even as Christian women, we compartmentalize our things, and we don't allow God into all of our lives, right? So I was going through a divorce, and I was crying out to God, because I just felt like, God, where is my redemption story? And he took me in the Bible to a little known story to me. And it was about Tamar. And it was David's daughter who was sexually assaulted. And her story ended with, she spent the rest of her life in desolation. And when I looked up desolation, it meant barren, an empty place. And I was angry. I was angry. I said, God, she didn't ask for this. Just like myself, she didn't ask to be sexually assaulted. She didn't put herself, in a situation, as people would say, where this would happen, which there is no situation where this should ever happen. I want to definitely say that. But for her life to end in that aspect was so heartbreaking for me, because I could relate, right? Mm-hmm. And so in my crying out to God, God said, he showed me where no one came to get Tamar. He said she was a part of her community. She was around other women. She was a princess. She had access, right? However, no one saw her pain. And then at that point, he gave me the mandate of no woman left behind. And so Bhaskara at that time was my testimony. I was faithfully ascending sexual trauma. I was rising above what was done to me and declaring that it won't keep me bound. Mm-hmm. However, in my rising, I didn't want to leave anyone. And so God gave me the mandate, no woman left behind. And he let me know, he gave me the title for the conference, Moving Beyond. And he said, this is just for you. This is not just for you, Jill.
Yeah.
As you're moving beyond, there will be no woman left behind that you can have access to. And so that's where Moving Beyond conference came about. And however, I think when we have a false belief is that when we are called to do something for God, that we're doing it from a place of complete victory and complete wholeness, right?
Right.
So it wasn't by happenstance, right? Mm-hmm. That we met at that retreat, because it was a deliverance retreat.
Right.
And there were some things that I still hadn't laid at the altar and left. Mm-hmm. I would lay it there and I'd pick it back up. Right.
Right.
And so when I realized, when, because I'll be honest, at the very last minute, I went to that retreat at the very last minute. And what God was showing me was, I need you to be able to leave it there. And you know about that retreat. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was definitely deliverance happened. And I shed things that I didn't realize I still was carrying.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think that's one of the key things about when you're called into ministry is it's a continuous surrender, even of the own ministry, because sometimes, and I've dealt with this myself, sometimes I start getting ahead of myself and looking at numbers and why isn't this growing? And and then it's like, well, where's my heart? You know? And so, you know, you talked about wanting your part of this story, like redemption, but it also, it's kind of like you're finding, you're giving Tamar a voice with your ministry every time that you share your story. And I was so blessed to have been a part of that first conference. And even my little guy, Elias, you know, was there. And I'm forever grateful for that opportunity that you gave to me, because it was, you saw me, God used you through me. And then the way that God brings us together, you know, when you're going through such a, like, it could be detrimental depending on where you, how far you allow your circumstances to define you.
Right.
What was that point in your life where you said, I need to just move beyond? I love that. I love that you say move beyond, because sometimes people are, and I know that people mean sometimes mean things in good faith.
Yes.
But sometimes less is more.
I think,
right?
Come on.
And so, you know, sometimes people will say, well, you know, you just got to let go. You just got to move
just get
on.
Over it. Yeah.
But when you haven't been there,
yeah,
when those parts of your soul have been wandering, because that's the way I see it, is like your power and your will was taken, and you and I share similar stories and certain parts, and you know, you're kind of like that part of you is in desolation, right? It's just moving, trying to find a piece of not contentment, but of wholeness. So what was that part, that moment in your life where you had that aha, this, there's more to this, and I can find a way to move beyond it? It's still part of my story. I'm not going to stay stuck here, but I'm going to learn to live with this and rise above.
You know, it really came to me. I was in my apartment at the time. I had left the house, you know, my marital house, and I was in my apartment. And again, I had just really gotten the story of Tamar, and I became obsessed with her. And I love that you said I give her voice, because I took on the persona of her in some aspects. And I couldn't understand. And so I would ask her questions. and I know this may sound weird to some people, but this was the process that I went through. I became her, and I would ask her questions. Well, why was that enough for you? You know, why didn't you desire more? And as I was asking the questions of Tamar, I realized I was asking the questions of Jill.
Yes.
And Jill's answer in that time, my friend, was, you do deserve more, and you will fight for more. I had the outward trappings and the outward looks of success in family and those things. And I thought about Tamar being a princess. The very mere title of princess gives you an image of a successful, beautiful life. Yet here she is in a desolate place. And I told God, I don't want this. I want to move beyond it. I don't want my father, who I didn't really know or was raised with, died of alcoholism. He literally drank himself to death. And I saw myself turning to alcohol to numb the pain that I was in. And I know how easily that could become a crutch that is hard to let go. And so even in that, and I didn't just sit it down and walk away. I wish I did. It was, again, going back and back. But even in that, just realizing that I didn't want that to be my life either. I didn't want my children to have to see me drunk. I didn't want my career, my ministry, and not even realizing I had a ministry at the time, but my connection to Christ to be severed because of some other substance,
Right.
And so I just cried out to God, I have to move beyond this. This will not be my lot in life. And he answered.
And that's why the word tells us that it is alive and active.
Yes.
It is powerful, more powerful than any double-edged sword.
Yes.
And I'm just, I'm in awe of God's beauty every time. I mean, there are times, let's be real, that you're just checking the block. Okay.
Yes.
I read my Bible verse today. God, thank you. Bless me today. All right. But it's also, that's life. We get busy.
Yes.
But in those moments where we are truly seeking the heart and the will of God is when he speaks. And sometimes it's in that silence. It's in that moment of, I am, God, undo me. Undo me and put me back together.
Come on. I love
that. You started a ministry. You have to be willing. This is what I'm learning. You have to be willing to be vulnerable.
Yes.
To be who God has called you to be, recklessly abandoning yourself to self.
That's
right?
It. Right.
And to be able to put yourself in a position where you're going to get, some resentment or lashback or push back, whatever the words are, but you have to stick to the calling on your life. Can you share?
I love that. Ooh,
yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I love that. I love that because it is a, it is a difficult place in ministry when you have to be transparent about the ugly things. And we have enough ministry where we're just showing you the good parts, right?
Come on.
I can't tell you about prosperity, and I can't tell you about, just walking in the beauty of God, because there's a brokenness that is a part of my ministry as well, right? So I have to reach from the place that God has called me. And that's what I love about your ministry and why we connected. When I saw the piece that you wrote, it spoke of a transparency You know, the world says real recognizes real. I believe that. I believe that that's what people are seeking after. Yeah. I know that's what I was seeking after. I love a transparent ministry of this is what I've been through, but this is my God.
Amen.
And so I love that. I love that. I love that.
Yeah. You know, it's a struggle for me sometimes because I get to a point where I'm like, Lord, I don't want to share this. Like, I just want to like be la-di-da with a popsicle in my hand on a swing and I'm 8 years old again.
Yes.
You know, and the world is just going by and life looks perfect. But, you know, it's also that accountability, your community that that lifts you up and says, Kim, you have to continue to keep your eyes. Jill, you have to continue keeping your eyes on what God has called you through.
That,
he calls us through. That's key. It's not he called That's us key. To. Well, he calls us to and through it.
Yes.
But, you know, you were talking about because you were leading into my question. You know, you put yourself out there, not only to before God, but before the face of man and criticism.
Yeah.
And thinking, well, so-and-so, well, what are they going to say? Well, what wounds is this going to open up? But the, but how is it? Because I know for myself, how is it for you to start a ministry in an area where the church shies away from? Because we don't want to talk about these things. We have seen a lot of stories in social media and the churches. There's been documentaries, sexual assault, rape, you know, all these nasty, horrible, evil things where the devil is just running rampant. And, you know, hashtag Me Too movement.
Yeah.
That started, what, what's this been, 5 years ago. And so now that we're like, hey, like, hello. Yeah, this is true. This is, has happened. This is happening. And I'm going to talk about it. And I'm talking about it. Why? Because the Lord has seen me through. Can you share with us some of the challenges that you yourself have faced starting a ministry that I know very well? Because I'm like, Lord, are you serious? You want me to talk about these ugly things? I just want to, you know, get up there and praise you. But I also am seeing that this is a way to praise the Lord because it's from the depths. It is from the depths of your trials and pains and struggles that he is seeing us through.
Yes, I love that. I love that. This, and you know what? I receive that. This is also my praise. This is also my praise. It is difficult, Kim, because we're not we're talking about ugly secrets. What happens in this house stays in this house. You know, we're breaking generational curses. And whenever there's a breaking, whenever there's a breaking, there's pain associated with it. And I have to go to God constantly because I want to filter my story. I want to protect others. However, I am so sold out to God in this matter that I know he won't ask me to reveal anything from a place of meanness, from a place of, I'm going to get you, you know, revenge. The same grace that he has given me, he is teaching me to give others. And so it is difficult. And then you have the opinion of people who don't know you, right?
Yes.
And that's the part that God is having to strengthen me in. No one wants to be attacked. But I look at even how they're moving in the world. When we see celebrities and it's being revealed of the things that they did, but they immediately go after those women or men who are brave enough to speak up. I realize that is an enemy. That is the tactic of the enemy, right?
Yes.
He comes to steal that victim's voice. He comes to kill. He comes to kill the ministry that victim is having, where she is or he is speaking out his story and giving a voice to those who can't speak theirs. And his hope is to destroy their ministry. And so every time that I feel that, if I see a comment which may be negative, I realize, okay, that's what you're designed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But God has called me to do this.
Yeah.
And so he's straightening my back. He's getting that backbone together, because I don't like confrontation. I don't like any, when you grow up in chaos, people think that you enjoy chaos. I enjoy peace.
Yeah, exactly.
I enjoy quiet. However, I speak for those who can't speak for themselves.
Yeah.
And one thing I will fight for, even if it's not for me, I'll fight for others. Yeah. I'll fight for others. And you want to see that voice come up, it may be shaking. But I'm going to fight for others.
Yeah. Friends, we are going to come back with part two with Jill Hatchett from Fast Girl Inc. This is Crown in Beauty, finding beauty in the ashes of everyday life. We'll see you on part two with Fast Girl Inc., Miss Jill Hatchett.